can you talk about the challenges of a short week for somebody in your position? Mm-hmm. Do you have to know mentally already?
Yeah. So obviously it's my first time doing it. Again, relying on my coaches, McGoin and, you know, Shabby, obviously. You know, relying on them and just asking them lots of questions. You know, just kind of, you know, seeing how they, you know, go about, you know, their business, because we all do everything together. So just really trying to learn, you know, how to do it on a short week, you know, and you know, that's what I'm doing right now. Yes, there is a lot, you know, for obviously for every quarterback, you know, to get ready for, you know, especially with the talented defense like Kansas City has. But, you know, it just puts more on your plate and you just, you know, knock it out you know, with the time that we do have.
Can you, is there any way it can be a good thing in that maybe I have to zero in on a few things because I don't have quite as much time, and maybe you'll, or do you try and throw everything that you would do in a long week into a short week?
Oh, the way I prepare, I have to prepare for everything. You know, if you only focus on a few things, you're going to miss out on a lot, especially at the quarterback position in this league. You know, you can't skip on anything, you know, especially playing the quarterback position.
You're heading into that time period where you're going to go past the amount of football you ever played in a season at Fresno State. How's your body holding up?
You know, good. Obviously, with any season, there's always bumps and bruises. But as long as I'm out there, you know, that's a good thing. You know, you just keep playing. You know, I talked to a veteran today. He's like, how you feeling? He's like, besides that it is, you know, week whatever, week 12, whatever. You know, and, you know, it's just one of those things. You know, there's always going to be something with everybody. You know, but you just keep battling through it.
What's your initial look at the Chiefs' defense?
Very talented. You know, very talented. They got talent everywhere. They play very hard. You can tell they're very well coached. You know, they don't just leave guys open. They don't just blow coverages. You know, and you know it shows. You know, they've won, you know, five in a row now. You know, they're on a good, you know, good streak. And you know, the first thing that pops to your mind though is, you know, just how much talent they have on that side of the ball.
Tone, I would say that Sutton is kind of from the Rex Ryan school, but that game was so long ago when you played the Jets. But can you call back on anything that the Jets did that you can look at or as you're preparing for the Chiefs?
Yeah, and there was a couple things that, you know, that they did that throughout the season so far other teams have tried to throw at us. Obviously throw at me, being a rookie, you know, seeing if, you know, you can learn from, you know, things he saw before. And, you know, I think, you know, we got to be one of the most pressured, you know, teams in the NFL. You know, and rightfully so, it happens with every rookie that ever comes in. And so it's happened a couple of times throughout the year. Now, will KC do it? I don't know. You know, you always you're always prepared for those things, but, you know, you got to see what they do and see what they can do off of what they already do to be prepared. But if it happens, it happens. But it's stuff that, you know, it's shown up before, not just with these guys, obviously.
Did your quad get hurt? I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
Did your quad get hurt noticeably in the game, or did you wake up sore? What's the deal with that?
I did it kind of during the game. It was really in the first quarter, so okay. I played the whole time with it. So it's not a big deal. It's just obviously just tight. Obviously, coming off a plane trip and, you know, sleeping, you know, not moving around. It was just tight. So I'll be okay.
Yeah, it's nothing you anticipate.
Oh no, I'm not worried. Okay. No, I'm not worried at all.
Thinking like, what, three of the last four or four of the last five. I think the most total offense you've had in the game is 233, with the exception of the Seattle game, I think it was. Do you see this offense as ascending, getting better, or is it not?
You know, that's tough. You know, obviously, you know, you want to have more yards. Obviously, we want to have more points. You know, as a whole, you know, we got to continue to work on the little details, you know, and that's what showed up, you know, in the past couple games. But we just got to continue to iron out those things. And until we do, we just got to keep working at it. You know, for me, I know in my mind I'm still, you know, progressing. I'm still going in the right direction. I'm, you know, making the right, you know, the right checks, right reads, you know, trying at the best of my abilities. You know, being able to see things, some things for the first time, some things not, you know, and that's something I asked Ole today. I said, what else do I need to do? You know, because you could throw everything you want at me. I'm going to do my best to handle it and get better. I asked him today, I said, what else do you need me to do? He said, you just keep growing like you are. And so, you know, I'm just continue to keep working and keep doing the things that him and Flip teach me and have taught me already.
In this whole process, have you at the line of scrimmage, have they gradually given you more freedom at the line of scrimmage to change things?
Yeah, I think that, yeah, I guess you could say that. In this offense alone, we're already asked to do so much, rookie or veteran, it doesn't matter. You know, Coach Olson, that's why he's so good at, you know, him and Flip are so good at getting young quarterbacks and, you know, helping them grow, you know, throughout their careers, is because they throw everything at you. They give you everything. They say, here it is, now go do it right, you know. And obviously, early on, you're not going to do everything right. You know, OTAs, you learn, training camp, you learn. But I guess you could say progressively, in a sense, yes. But since the beginning, he's, you know, all the protection calls, all the run game calls, all those kind of things, he's thrown at me, and just to see how much he can handle. And the more you can handle, he lets you keep doing it. So with Coach Olson, it's been, you know, he kind of just kind of threw it all at you at first, and then you're just expected, you know, he expects you to, you know, catch up with it.
How often do you think you're changing plays at the line of scrimmage?
Oh, man.
The majority of the time, are you sticking with the play that's called? Or?
That's hard to say. I'm really trying to think for you. You know, sometimes in 2 minute, you know, 2 minute, he'll let me go. Sometimes, you know, if we're in that kind of mode, not saying there's just 2 minutes left. Right. You know, if we're in that kind of mode, he'll let me go sometimes, or, you know, but really it's nothing that I'm venturing off on. It's stuff that I've talked to him about. It's stuff I brought to his attention on the sideline before we go out there. So it's nothing like that. You know, change in plays happens, you know, whatever the play is called. We have plays called, but if it's ever a bad look for that play, hey, get out of that thing, get into something else. So there's times where that happens, but it's never anything where I'm saying, hey, not doing that, I'm doing this.
No,
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you still see something every game that you've never seen before?
I wouldn't say, I can't say every game, but there's definitely things, you know, especially with the different, you know, pressure packages people have, with the different coverages people show. You know, kind of like, you know, I made a comment about how, you know, San Diego showed something in the first game. They tried to make it look the same, and they brought something else. So that was something for me to see. So I don't know about every game, but obviously, you know, there is something new, because every time I go out there, it's my first time. You know,
but it must be getting less. Like, I mean, obviously, the first game, everything is different.
Depending on the defense, yeah. Okay. Depending on what the defense does. Some people, you know, a lot of people say 3-4, and all 3-4 teams are the same. They play different fronts with the 3-4, different coverages, those kind of things also.
Last time you played under the lights in this stadium, you had a pretty good game. How excited are you to play in the Coliseum Thursday night football, and what would it mean to get the first one of the season?
Oh, man, you know, it would be awesome. You know, I'm still waiting for it. You know, but I'm working for it. You know, I'm not just waiting for it to happen. It would be great. It'd be great for our fans. It'd be great for our team. You know, for our coaches. You know, that's what I get excited for. That's what I play for, man. I play, obviously, number one for my faith, but I play for others. You know, I just try and serve. Honestly, I want to see everyone else smile. I want to see our fans happy. You know, I want to see our coaches happy. My teammates happy. You know, I want to see everyone smile, and that's what makes me excited. I don't do it for myself, so. I'm very excited for the opportunity. Hopefully we'll get the win, so, you know, I can see, you know, all my friends smiling.
What can you say about Latavius? You know, he's been patiently waiting for his number to be called, and then he responded the other day.
Yeah.
And Coach said that he may do, you know, some more snaps.
Yeah. You know, snaps-wise, you know, that's up to Coach, obviously. You know, I just, whoever's in there, we're rolling. So, you know, I thought that he did a good job. You know, after watching the film, he hit the hole hard. He ran physical like he is. He's a big guy. He's a big type back. You know, he showed a good burst, you know, through the line of scrimmage, and that was really good to see. You know, he did some good things. You know, he did some, you know, some good things there. Good stuff in the pass game. You know, he did a good job on his check down, getting out quick. You know, his guy didn't come, got out quick, so I had somewhere to go with the ball. And those are little things that maybe some people don't notice, but that's important. So instead of it being a negative play, we were able to get out, and he was able to, you know, get at least something out of it. You know, so I thought he did a good job, and if he's in there, I feel very comfortable with him.
Has he been pretty upbeat, even though he has been third back this whole year?
You're talking about prior?
During practice?
Yes, yeah. Oh, absolutely. He's never someone you got to worry about, oh, is he going to be okay? Or, he's always the same guy every day, to me, it seems. Excuse me. You know, he comes to work. He's very excited about what he's doing, and he knew, you know, once he got a shot, he was going to go in there and run as hard as he could, and that's what he did, and – you know, it was good to see. I was happy for